now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is the Roland Trujillo Show. I bid you all welcome. I've been on the air for 20 years now. This is my 20th anniversary, mostly in San Francisco, but also other parts of the United States and all around the world on shortwave radio. And now here I am in the beautiful Inland Empire area. And I love this station. KCAA is a beautiful station. Has wonderful programs. In fact, programs that I like myself. But of all the programs, I think I like my own program the best. Now why? Because I do something very special. I talk about something that very few other people can really talk about the way I do. Now, let me tell you who I am. I am a regular person. I am 59 years old. And I have discovered that our problem, we humans, our problem is that we have become separated from our own ground of being. We have become separated from God. Now you might say that this would be a very terrible thing, and yes, it is a terrible thing. However, there's an upside to it, a positive side, and that is that should any of us refine our ground of being, should we refine a link to our Creator, then, ladies and gentlemen, we will have found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and it's a beautiful love story. Have you ever, you know, I'm sure you've all seen stories on television, true stories, of parents and children that have been separated for a short time or for a long time, and sometimes there's a reunion between parent and child. And it is a most beautiful thing. It brings tears to your eyes every time you see it. It's a very beautiful thing. And so likewise, ladies and gentlemen, the whole story of the human race is how we, beginning with Adam, have been seduced away. Yes, misled. You know, remember the fairy tale about the Pied Piper who led all the children in the village away. Well, there's a lot of truth to it. That's happened to most of us. We've been led away. And it didn't happen all at once. It happened little by little. And gradually, we fell away from what we once had a long time ago, and we become separated. And then if we refind God, then it's a beautiful reconciliation. It's a beautiful reunion. Now, there's a lot involved in this reunion. So let me add another little tidbit for you. Some of you are reaching for the dial to find something else to listen to, but some of you, I know, are on the edge of your seat. Others of you are, if you were asleep, you were awakened and you're straining your ear, turning the radio up so you can hear what I have to say, because it is riveting. It is absolutely riveting. Now, This is a very big thing, this reconciliation of the human race. So I'll give you a little analogy so that you might understand. Imagine that a person betrayed their country. You have a lot of that now, but before, you know, you didn't have so much of it. But there have always been betrayers all the way back to the beginning. But if someone betrayed their country and then sold the secrets to the enemy, let's say, then in order to come back into the good graces of the United States and be accepted back, it would be up to the United States as to whether that person were accepted or not. And all that person could do would be to humbly entreat and ask, and then wait with bated breath to see if they would be accepted back. And they might not. They might not be accepted back, you see? Well, when we fall away from the Creator, see, it's His ballgame. And so it's up to Him whether He will accept us back. Lucky for us, we have a very, very gracious Creator. I'll be right back. with a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is the Roland Trujillo Show. Listen in every Saturday morning at this time for this program. I'm glad to be back. Now, we're talking about a love story, a reconciliation, a possible reconciliation between the Creator and ourselves. Now, a couple of things I need to say. The whole human race, beginning with Adam. Adam fell away, and then all of us are progeny of Adam. So we're born in this separate condition. We're born separated from God in this fallen condition, upon this fallen earth, subject to wrong authorities. See, but luckily for us, though, we do have a link. We do have a link. We have something that connects us to God. We're not totally separate from Him. And what is that link? That link is something called intuition. Something called intuition, what we wordlessly know in our heart. Now, when you were a little child, you were very close to it. When you were a little child, when you were born, you were very, very close to God. See, you were yet innocent, and you hadn't been corrupted by the world. You were very close. But as the years went by, you began to fall into thinking and planning and scheming and into the imagination, and things on the outside became... well, they became too important to you. Popularity and things that you were tempted and teased and goaded and challenged into pursuing. And so you did, see? And, we could say that it's not so bad because you were like everybody else, see? You went the way of the world. But then for some of us, there comes a time when we would like to refind our roots. Remember there was that beautiful television show called Roots? See? Well, likewise, each of us would like to refind our spiritual roots. We'd like to get back. Remember the beautiful story of the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy, after having spent a lot of time in the land of Oz and having had many adventures, and they were exciting, and she made some nice friends. But eventually she wanted to go back to Kansas again. All she wanted to do was go back home again. Another fairy tale that actually is very true. And so likewise, all of us, or not all of us, but many of us, yes, we taste of the world, and we have our excitements and our pleasures and our challenges, and we have our ups and our downs and our highs and our lows and so on and so forth, and it's all part of life. But at a certain point, and this is usually reserved for the second half of life, we yearn for something pure, we yearn for something good, for something true, and we begin to search, and we begin to search earnestly, see? And we yearn, our heart yearns, and we are blessed then to find, to refind, to refind our Creator. Or to put it another way, maybe he finds us, he touches us when we're willing. See, the beautiful thing about our Creator is that he doesn't violate integrity, our free will. See, he permits us to be bad, he permits us to do wrong. See, whereas wicked people force you to be right or to be good. See, they pressure you to be good. whereas God permits us to be wrong. So he, you know, have you heard the old expression that God wants volunteers and not conscripts? God wants volunteers and not conscripts. So he doesn't violate our free choice. But what he does do is he gives us this link to himself. It's called intuition. It's what we know in our heart. It's what we wordlessly know. It's what we wordlessly know. Now, having said that, why am I here? I'm here for two reasons. Number one, this is like a fishing. I'm like a fisher of men. See, I'm like a fisher. I begin to speak on the radio, and some people, see, can tell by the sound of my voice and by my earnestness and by the way I put words together. See, it awakens them to, well, to what they, what, to realize again that they are yearning for something good and something true. So that's what I do, okay? And then the second thing that I do is I have a meditation that helps you to become still and get back and find your intuition and stay close to it, okay? And then when you find your intuition and you stay close to it, then you're a little bit closer to God. And when you're a little bit closer to God, then see, the lines of communication are open. When you're willing, see, to be made, to see the, now why wouldn't anybody want those lines of communication to be open? Why wouldn't anybody want to be touched within by the Creator? Well, the reason is because we become prideful. And in our wrong, we don't want to admit we're wrong. See, we don't want to admit we're wrong. Aren't we prideful? How about when somebody points something out that you did wrong? Very often you bristle, don't you? You don't like it. See, you don't like having to admit you're wrong. And then people in life have been cruel and mean, and they said mean things, and they made you hateful, and you never wanted to admit you were wrong to anybody, see? Well, that's another trick of of the seducer, of the bad guy. He makes you hateful, see, and he pressures you to admit you're wrong, and then you harden your heart and you never want to admit you're wrong, see. Well, but the thing is, we have to at some point, if we're going to refine our Creator, we have to be willing to admit that we're wrong, see. We have to soften our heart and be willing to be aware of our own wrong. And when you're willing, see, then you won't mind sitting still for your intuition, which now feels like conscience. Okay? So, are you with me? Okay, so here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to awaken you to the fact that you're missing the boat. Have you ever wondered why in life things aren't working out? Have you ever wondered why you, no matter how hard you study or how hard you try, see, no matter how carefully you pre-plan your little speeches and so on and so forth, things kind of don't work out. See, and have you wondered why, you know, you go out in the world, you're looking for answers, and then you find this group or this preacher or that minister or this guru or that expert or this counselor or this, teacher or this professor, this writer, and they're very clever. They say many clever things, and some of their answers are, you know, good, but somehow they don't have the complete answer. There's something missing. They have feet of clay. They're missing the boat themselves. Something is wrong. Something is missing. It's that missing thing that I'm trying to help you to find. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'll talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 282 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome. Now, what can I do? What can I do to help you? Well, as I said, I describe the situation that we're all in, and then I say that your intuition is your closest link to God, but you've lost touch with it. Now, why have you lost touch with it? I've already alluded to part of the reason. It's because you became prideful. See, you were tempted to turn your back upon intuition, to turn your back upon what you knew in your heart was right. You were tempted to go the way of the world and to be popular and to get approval and support and to go along to get along and, you know, all the usual things. And then you were tempted to be hateful. People were cruel or mean or so on, and you hated them. Or, you know, people were just in error. They made some mistakes, and you judged them harshly. So you judged them. You condemned them. You see what I mean? You played God. You judged other people. Maybe you judged your father. You judged your husband. See, you judged other people. Why does she have to be so slow? Why does he have to do that? Why can't they? See? Well, you were forming judgments. See? So you became like a little king or a little queen sitting on a throne and judging. Well, when you do that, you're playing God. See, judging is God's prerogative. So you added a little pinch of resentment and hostility and a little bit of hate to your judgments, and so then you became guilty for that. So you came into conflict with the real God. And that's part of the way you can know that there is a real God, because you have conflict. See, you have conflict with God because you've been playing God. So the answer is to knock it off and stop playing God. Okay? Knock it off and stop playing God. And be willing to sit still and admit some things in your heart, you know, not to other people. You don't have to go kowtow to other people, but you have to humbly sit still and allow your conscience, see, which is your intuition. It feels like conscience because you've strayed from it. Allow it to overwhelm you. Now, what I said earlier is that we never, well, maybe some really bad people totally lose, you know, it says in the Bible, God at some point said, I will not always strive with them. In other words, he may stop striving with some people. He may stop seeking to make them aware that they're making a boo-boo and leave them alone to live in their hell, see? Because not all, some people are wicked, you know. Some people have no love of truth whatsoever. But most people are kind of in the middle, see? We could go either way. We're sort of, we like what's right, see? We like fairness, we like goodness, yet we're a little naughty, see? And when we're wrong, well, we don't like to admit it, so we shy away from the truth. But anyway, here's my point. At a certain point, if you're ready to come back to your conscience again and willing to sit still for it, see, then you'll become aware that you've been a little hateful and a little judgmental and so on. And it brings a little bit of pain. And if you'll bear that little bit of pain, then you become reconciled. But, see? And it says in the Bible that God does not despise a contrite heart. So he accepts you back, and you are reconciled to God by way of conscience, by way of intuition. It's the most beautiful and wonderful thing. I shall be right back after this announcement. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I bid you welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to sell you something. I want to give something away to you, and then sell you something. Now, can you see that if you were to come back to your intuition? Now, what is this intuition of which I speak? Well, it feels like conscience because you've made some little boo-boos. But let's say you became friends with your intuition again. Let's say you did. Then it would become a lamp unto your feet. It would always be there for you. I'll give you a couple of quick examples before I tell you what I'd like you to get. Number one, have you ever had a situation where you were about to do something, about to get on an airplane or get in a car or go into an alley, and all of a sudden you had a sense, not, and you didn't know why, but it was wordless, but it was a gut level sense not to, and so you didn't, and so you were safe. See, if you had gone into the alley, something bad would have happened. If you'd have gotten in the car, something bad would have happened. It was a protection. Okay, well, that's your intuition. It's from God. It's a protection. And other times, maybe there was a certain way in life to go, you know, to be yourself, to follow your own calling, to develop your skills, to pursue something that is of interest to you, see. And everybody said, oh no, don't become a veterinarian. Well, don't do this, and you know, don't go into construction, don't do this. Everybody else said you were doing the wrong thing. They said, well, the big money now is in computers, or you should become a, see? But you just sensed your own way. And so you went, see, despite all of the, you know, what everybody else, and it was the right thing to do. Well, that's also your intuition. It's a lamp, it's a guide under your feet, People like Tiger Woods, Ansel Adams, George Washington Carver, Sojourner Truth, Booker T. Washington, see? They kind of knew which way to go. Einstein, Mozart, Beethoven, Gershwin, see? They knew which way to go. They followed their own, marched to their own drum. It was intuition that led them. In spite of school, they succeeded. Are you with me? All right. Einstein didn't do well in school, but he succeeded in spite of school. See? Well, that's your intuition. But imagine now if you were very close to your intuition always, and instead of being misled by the world, you would follow your intuition, and ever so gently and ever so delicately, it would guide you, and you would, you know, one day at a time, one note at a time, a moment at a time, it would delicately guide you until one day you'd be in the right place with the people that you're supposed to be with, doing the thing you're supposed to be doing. See? It would be so beautiful and so simple. Well, that's what your intuition is for. See, God would like you to follow your intuition. He would like to guide you ever so gently. But in order for that to happen, you have to find your intuition, see, and begin to trust in it again instead of doubting it, and begin to see that the world has lied to you. They lied to you. See, they misled you. They fooled you. They tricked you. They want it to be your authority. Why? Because that way they have power. They have power, they have money, they have prestige. See? And you don't see what they're up to if you don't pay attention to your intuition. So here's what I want to do. I'd like you to get the free meditation. We have a free meditation that you can download at our website, coachroland.com. You go to coachroland.com. rolandtrujillo.com. There you can get a free meditation, and it'll teach you how to go in a room and become still and refine this intuition of which I speak. And then the other thing is I'd like you to buy my new book called Becoming a Friend of God. Okay, I'll tell you about that after this important announcement. Please listen. Hello. Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org, and we'll get in touch. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Please, you can listen to this program again and again. It was a very beautiful program. You can go to kcaaradio.com, kcaaradio.com. Click on the Saturday, and then you'll see my picture there, and you can listen to it on podcast. Go to coachroland.com to order, to get a free copy of the meditation, coachroland.com. And if you'd like my new book, Becoming a Friend of God, well, go to coachroland.com, and up in the right-hand corner, you'll see a spiritual recovery. Click on that blog, Spiritual Recovery, and you'll see the information about my new book. Until next time, Lord willing and a creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.